The blasts that lit up the night skies of Damascus illuminate the dilemma facing Arab states over Syria's civil war. The Arab League early on suspended the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad, but has now rushed to condemn attacks attributed to Israel against his forces. Yet the rebuke of Israel comes as the Arab League tries to revive a decade-old peace plan envisioning regional recognition of the Jewish state. There's also the sectarian factor. Most Sunni-majority states have sided with Syria's Sunni-led opposition, in part to thwart the reach of Shiite-led Iran into the Arab world. There's even quiet approval of Israel's determination not to let Iran create nuclear weapons. But Iranian ally Hezbollah has wide support in the region, precisely for its anti-Israel stance. The intelligence sources say the Israeli attacks were aimed at halting the transfer of Iranian-made missiles to the Lebanese Shiite group as they passed through Syria. Syrian officials sought to capitalize on the confusion, tying Israel to Syrian rebel forces.
The Syrian military has the right and responsibility to protect its country and people from any form of infringement, either at home or abroad.
Yet for all the denunciations of the Israeli attacks, there appears little appetite for any military response. When diplomatic efforts to end the Syrian conflict fell apart, the idea of Arab military intervention did not take its place. And Arab militaries have for decades shied away from confrontation with Israel after defeat in previous wars. As Israel appears to have taken an active military role in Syria, sectarian tensions spill across Syria's borders, and the strain of more than a million refugees take their toll. The region cannot avoid being affected one way or another. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.